Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. Today we're marking 50 years since the opening of New York City's Verrazano Narrows Bridge. It connects the boroughs of Staten Island and Brooklyn, and it was then and still is the longest suspension bridge in the country. In 1964, the writer Gay Talese published a book about the construction. It's called The Bridge. Here's an excerpt.
When I first moved to New York in the middle 1950s, I often asked myself, whose fingerprints are on the bolts and beams of these soaring edifices in this overreaching city? Who are the high-wire walkers wearing boots and hard hats, earning their living by risking their lives in places where falls are often fatal, and where the bridges and skyscrapers are looked upon as sepulchres by the families and the co-workers of the deceased?
Recently at StoryCorps, Talese sat down and interviewed one of the men who built the Verrazano. His name is Bob Walsh, and his family boasts five generations of iron workers.
My oldest brother, he was in the business. There was a demand for a lot of apprentices, so my brother asked me if I'd like to work on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. I said, sure, why not? You know, it was going to be the biggest bridge in the world at the time.
And you were 18?
Just became 18, yeah.
They are part circus, part gypsy, graceful in the air, restless on the ground. It is as if the wide-open road below lacks for them the clear direction of an 8-inch beam stretching across the sky 600 feet above the sea. Some who do welding see flashes at night while they sleep. Most have taken falls and broken a limb or two. All have seen death.
When I was 11 years old, my father had gotten killed in this business.
And you fell one day.
Yes, I would jump from one beam to the other, and they were probably about 5 feet apart. And I didn't make the next beam. And I was fortunate enough that the nets were there, but we lost a fellow out of Local 40, a fellow by the name of McKee. He went through a hole in the catwalk.
And fell about 400 or 500 feet to his death in the water.
He did, yeah.
Men watched him fall, feet first, then his body tilted forward, his shirt blowing off, his bare back, white against the dark sea, and saw him splash hard below. Tell us about your children, please, because two of your sons are iron workers.
They're iron workers. Now, I'll have to say the oldest fella, he got hurt a couple of years ago. A piece of timber came down 11 stories and it hit him in the head, but he came out of it very well, I'll have to say that. And now he's got three sons that are iron workers as well.
Wouldn't they make more money and take less risks doing something else?
Well, it's probably not in our blood.
They tell their sons the good parts, adventure and big cars and big money and gambling on rainy weekends when the bridge is slippery, hardly ever describing how men sometimes freeze with fear on high steel and clutch to beams with closed eyes, all of them building something big and permanent. Something that can be revisited years later and pointed to. See that bridge over there, son? Well, one day, when I was young, I drove 1,200 rivets into that goddamn thing.
That's what I think of when I go over the Verrazano Bridge. I'm just a proud iron worker. I really am.
That was Bob Walsh, an iron worker who built New York City's Verrazano Narrows Bridge, speaking with Gay Talese at StoryCorps. Talese's book, The Bridge, was republished this year to mark the Verrazano's 50th anniversary. And speaking of books, StoryCorps' latest, Ties That Bind, is out in paperback now, just in time for the holidays. You can get it on Amazon.com or at your local bookstore. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.